This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. For Zion is a community of people who have a desire to learn about the incredible history of Israel and the hopes and prayers for this great land that both Jews and Christians call holy. Here's Ami Farkas.
In 1947, in a cave just 13 miles outside of Jerusalem's Old City, ancient fragments of biblical texts were discovered, the Dead Sea Scrolls. Now an Israeli project plans to plumb the depths of these caves in hopes of finding even more ancient manuscripts. Since the scrolls were found, many have wondered if there are any more still hidden near the original discovery site, so the Israel Antiquities Authority recently announced a plan to search all of the Judean caves for ancient writings. The goal of the national plan is to excavate and find all the scrolls that remain in the caves, once and for all, so they will be rescued and preserved by Israeli authorities, including some of the foremost biblical archaeology scholars in the world. Until now, looters and robbers have been the only ones there, scouring the caves for anything they could steal or sell. The Israel Antiquities Authority stresses that only by excavating all of the scrolls in the ground and putting them into state protection will it be possible to ensure their well-being and preservation for future generations. The State of Israel is committed to the study and preservation of the Bible and ancient monotheistic faiths. This is Ami Farkas from Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Visit ifcj.ca/prayerbook for our free resource on the power of prayer called Work of the Heart. That's ifcj.ca/prayerbook. And if you'd like to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and for the Jewish people, you can record your prayer on the Fellowship's prayer line at 888-241-IFCJ. That's 888-241-IFCJ. This has been Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.